You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversations program. I'm Tracy Ross, and in the studio with me are Kate Lochte and Doug Carneal. He's a member of the Mayfield Graves County Animal Shelter Board of Directors. He's here to tell us about a PetSmart Charities grant that they've received. Doug, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you very much for having me.
Doug, it is really impressive to see the figures that you brought as treasurer of the board of this organization that is running a budget of around $200,000 a year now. So you have a big operation, and you really needed to secure these grants. Explain how you did.
Well, to qualify for a PetSmart program, you have to show a need. So we had to do some number crunching in order to show that we did have a problem that could be approached. We discovered that out of the animals that we take into the shelter every year, and that's about 2,600 animals, a lot of them are dogs from the county area. We do have some specific areas that we get more than others. Usually the southern part of the county is the one that gives us the most dogs. And they come in the form of puppies and grown dogs. If we can prevent the puppies being born, then we'll have a lot fewer grown dogs, because a lot of people let them get to the gangly stage before they ever try to bring them to the shelter. When they bring them in like that, we have to tell them we're not a no-kill shelter, and it may be necessary for us to put them down. Those animals, a lot of times, sometimes they'll take them back home because they don't want them put down, and we understand that. But then they fail to get them altered, and the next thing you know, they have some more puppies to bring us.
So the organization that you are in, as well as others, are dealing with the lack of spay and neuter laws in the state of Kentucky, which means that the problem keeps going.
The problem is statewide. We're trying to tackle our portion of it. Not only do we not have spay-neuter laws, we also have no registration laws, which means that really there's no accounting for the number of animals that we have.
Now let's cut to the chase, and we'll go back and talk about the background some more. But what is exactly being offered with the PetSmart grants?
Well, basically, we're saying if you have an animal, and you live in Graves County, outside of the city of Mayfield, that for $10 you can get it altered. That's bottom line. We don't ask you to jump through any hoops. We just ask you to verify an address, and there are no financial restrictions.
And you're doing these certificates. You're giving them away at certain times.
Yes, Presently, we've just got started. We've done three dates that we've made the distributions. We've already distributed about 170, we're going to continue. Once we sort of levels out, we'll be going out to individual communities like Wingo and Sedalia and Simpsonia and Hickory and all the other communities and offering them there. And if someone will let us know where there are some dogs that maybe need to be neutered or spayed, we don't mind going out to someone's house and offering to do it for them. And we're not going out there as a force to make them do anything that they don't want to do. We just we want to be sure and give them an opportunity. If they're not aware of us, we want them to be aware of us.
This is pretty brave, I think, for volunteers to actually engage in face-to-face conversation about a really important issue. But I want to ask you about what you told me, that the big dogs are the dogs that really are the problem.
We're putting down, of the dogs that we're putting down that come into the shelter, we're putting down this year, because we have some outlets for puppies, we're only putting down about 29% of the dogs. Now, I realize that sounds high, but compared to other years where we were talking about anywhere from around 60% of dogs, about half of those, a little over half of those, are large dogs or pit bulls.
That's kind of a stunning thing to think about, but again, it's a matter of practicality and adoptability. And you say that there are some outlets beyond local for puppies.
Yes, we're engaged in a program. Well, it's a program. It's an agreement with Kentucky Humane in Louisville. They take, I don't think since the first of the year that we have put down a puppy. Because we didn't have a place for it to go. Kentucky Humane has taken all of our puppies. We have put some down because of illness or some kind of disability that we couldn't help them. But we have taken, through July, we had taken about 600 animals to Kentucky Humane.
And you were chatting about this program about puppies from the South and going to puppy or places in the North.
Well,
an interesting sort of demographic thing going on there.
Well, a lot of the northern cities, and we can even include Louisville in this. They're a little further north than we are. But Louisville has strict spay-neuter laws. Wisconsin, the state in its entirety, has good spay-neuter laws. And they're able to control the number of puppies being born in their state, and they still have people that want to adopt. So because of that, PetSmart Charities, again, has a program called Rescue Wagon. I really probably shouldn't get into it too much, but basically what they do is they take dogs and puppies. The dogs have to be, adult dogs have to be aggression tested, and this is something that we're working on ourselves. And dogs that pass the aggression test, plus any puppy, can get on the rescue wagon. And if you've been to PetSmart in Paducah, you've seen the vans parked outside PetSmart. They make regular runs, and they put them on that van, and they're as soon as they leave the shelter, they are PetSmart's puppies, and they take care of them until they get them to the receiving shelter, and then they become the receiving shelter's puppies. So it's a great program. We're looking forward to working with them. We are 90% approved. We have to get our people certified to do the aggression testing.
So that's the next step, but this spay-neuter grant, it will allow Mayfield Grace County Animal Shelter to handle how many total, do you think?
You mean to spay and neuter?
Right.
We hope to do 800 outside. If depending on how much extras we have to do to get the 800, my prediction is in over a two-year period that we should probably be able to do somewhere between 950 and 1,000. And believe it or not, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of them out there.
My goodness. You've been volunteering since 2002, you said?
Yeah. Yes. That's a good year, to say it. I really haven't gone back and looked the first year I was on the board, but yes.
You and your wife, Ruth, have been putting in lots of hours for this cause.
We have. We calculate we put in about 30 hours a week each. It has its rewards.
And you're joined by how many others who are active in the work?
Well, we have about a 12-member board. We've got room for 15. And it's it's a fluid thing, different people. But as we go into this spay-neuter program and the rescue wagon program, we are adding people because our existing volunteers, we don't have enough to handle these programs. We've probably got 10 additional people other than board members that are helping us. Some of the people just come and walk dogs. And some of the people that come and walk dogs find a niche there. We've got one lady that is going to help us with the rescue wagon that she came to Walk Dogs and she found out she'd like to do more. So we're looking forward to that.
Let me ask you this. Are these certificates for spay-neuter available at the shelter as well?
We do not do them at the shelter because our shelter people just have so much to do otherwise.
Sure.
We have, and Casa may get on to me for this, but if people live in the Wingo zip code or Water Valley zip code, they can go by the mayor's office in Wingo and get their certificate.
And if in fact, we have listeners who just want to learn more, what's the best way for them to find out more?
Well, if they just want to find out, I don't mind them calling me at all. I can give my phone number if you like. It's 270-619-6942. That's my cell phone number. Or they can email me at dougc270@att.net.
Thank you for being with us today. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes. All we want you to do is take advantage of what's there. And there's no shame in receiving help. There are a lot of people with a lot of animals, and animals are very expensive to take care of, and we do understand that because we know what the expense, just the time that we have them. So all they have to do is ask for the help to get their animals spayed and neutered, and hopefully we can limit the number of animals that are being put down.
And I suppose we need to hit the November 8th distribution time and place.
Yes. We've been doing passing out certificates at the Graves County Courthouse south entrance next to the county clerk's office, and we'll be there on the 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Excellent. Thank you very much for being here today, Doug.
Thank you for having me.